Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is ShatterA22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to a special birthday commentary. Mine! Yes, it is my turn.
Yep, Ray turns 50 today.
Bitch.
She ages so gracefully.
But you heard these bitches. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber.
Hey, birthday buddy.
Only legends in November.
Shout out to the November babies. Today we will be watching episode 36 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, titled In the Limelight, written by Jackie Marchand and Judd Lynn, and directed by Judd Lynn, because it's his favorite episode.
Gay rights. Gay rights. Thank you, Judd Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you for feeding us the content. In this episode, while on a rescue mission, Dana is approached by a fashion designer, Coco Cashmere, to become a glitz girl.
Yes. We're your glitz girls. Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna put a glitz on you.
Oh, I was going for dream girls, not hex girls, but that worked too.
I mean, hex girls are superior.
For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode on Netflix, and we'll talk over it, while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on Netflix, your DVDs, or whatever the hell you decide to watch these on, I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch the episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
I'm scared.
I'm scared. This cutting art, state-of-the-edge graphics. Okay, legit, this dude, I don't remember his name.
Jinxer.
He looks like the beetle in Thumbelina. Like, I just imagine Gilbert Gottfried voicing this motherfucker and be like, yes, baby!
It's actually voiced by Ken Strauss, who voiced Ninjor and Scorpius.
I love that.
You know what, let me have my Gilbert Gottfried dreams, okay? I love Thumbelina.
This is when Banshear is still a fucking brick.
Well, this is the last episode before this. This is the filler before shit goes down episode. Also, this is Viper's last episode before she's sacrificed for Banshear's body, yada yada. So this is her final stand, and she's barely in this episode.
And you know what? It's worth it. Sorry, sister. Sorry you had to go for Banshear to get her moment.
Yeah.
This bullshit, though, wouldn't have happened in Apcheson.
You and I.
To destroy the Rangers.
Also, this is one of the very few episodes of Power Rangers where the main plot of the episode has nothing to do with the Power Ranger plot of the episode. Like, what the fuck does this tree monster have to do with Coco Cashmere and Glitz Girls?
Yeah, that's true.
Everything. And nothing.
I love it, but, like, the plots don't intersect at all.
He's fashion. It's fashion.
Just wants me to rescue.
Rescue! I'm doing baby for this theme, sorry.
Go!
It goes too hard, you can't do baby for it.
Yeah.
You really can't, you just gotta scream rescue.
Like, doing Dino baby has kind of been it's just been a tradition.
Dino seasons, you do baby. It's just, that's just how you do it.
Yes.
Rescue!
It's a tiny dog. Hey, rescue!
You whisper everything. Me! You're just like, rescue!
Oh, God.
It's giving me some C-Lab vibes.
I love the Aqua base. Like, the post-Zordon era, Saban era bases were, like, really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like Astro Megaship, Terra Venture, the Aqua Base. I mean, the Clock Tower was kind of basic, but it was still a cool base.
It was vibes.
It was vibes.
Vibes only. Oh, shit. We gotta go, honey.
Enough of this nursing shit. We gotta rescue people.
We gotta go. There's an acorn here, bitch.
Oh, my God.
He's throwing his nuts at us.
Kill couch.
You know what makes
nuts
me...
Nuts of the face. Wait. Now, the best... Get those nuts out of my face.
Get those nuts away from my face.
He's pretty nutty, if you know what I mean.
That makes me think of Bridge Terabithia, though, because, like, they pretend that they're, like, pine cones or bombs.
Of course it does. Anything to get Bridge Terabithia reference.
I wonder if they got, like, some training to be, like, to look like they know what they're doing with the fire truck. Like, it's like, here's just some basic shit.
I'm sure. Well, Megaforce didn't, because, like, that scene where Dana and Carter come to rescue people in Super Megaforce, like, oh, this dude had, like, a fucking metal thing on top of him. She checked his pulse. He's good. Like, that's not what you're supposed to do when somebody has a fucking giant metal beam on top of them. Oh, their pulse is fine.
Move all that foam.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, you should definitely lift this child without, like, checking him first. Like, come on, Dana, you should know better by now. You're a paramedic. Like, you should know not to just fucking move that child.
Medic! Medic!
I am a medic. Oh, wait.
Oh, she is.
Slow motion.
She is serving it while this kid just, like, flops around dead in her arms.
I agree. Like, also, you knew where that ambulance was at, but you're like, medic, medic, medic. Bitch, it's in front of you, ho!
Icon, legend, the moment. Darling.
This is Rey. Rey in Power Rangers universe.
Like, the actress that plays Coco, she's been in a lot of things.
Yeah. Coco, catch
me. Let me move these.
Where did I move it?
She is my favorite character of the day in Power Rangers, period. Like, she's just... Like, she probably doesn't know what show she's in, but she also knows what show she's in, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, she knows how to play this character.
Ray, sweetie. Beautiful child. Of course that's your favorite character.
Of course.
Period.
Find us the oldest movie queen. Like, you know, like, black and white era kind of movie queen. And Ray stands a bitch. Forever.
I stand the old fierce queens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like put him in a feather hat and he is salivating. Make a mink stole, be still my heart.
Oh god, yes, queen.
Like, she also, like, talks with her hands, which is, like, a very gay thing to do. And a very Jersey thing to do. And a very Italian thing to do.
Ray's just like, I love her.
Oof.
I just love that this is directed by Judd and his favorite episode. Like,
I mean, that's very telling.
Gay icon. I mean, he gave me Charlie, so.
I mean, he gave you Charlie, all the shirtless scenes.
I mean.
Damn, look at all that money.
That is all fake ass money.
I know.
It literally says motion on the back.
Work a fashion moment.
Yes!
Give it all to me. I love how this commentary just said, yes!
Yes! We knew it was gonna devolve into, yes, bitch! Yes! Sir! Girl!
Literally, Amber's commentary is, like, us, like, analyzing all these scenes and how, like, it's the commentary about how meta it is and sentence, like, and this one's just like, yes, bitch! You work that fucking dress! You work that feather boa, honey!
Oh! We're gonna move it! We're gonna move it!
Just put some bedazzler on it.
I mean, that's what she said. She's like, if it's not dripping in jewels, remove it.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, yeah! Oh, yes! Yeah. Oh, yes! Okay. Play! Oh,
it's God. Like worth the rental of that fucking air of that fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, a tree!
All right, this is a Power Rangers episode. It's a tree!
He's throwing his nuts everywhere! I'm too busy being fabulous.
I'm too busy living my best life, serving it.
What could be more fabulous? More ice. Fuck up that tree, Connor. Yes, Daddy.
Carter, not Connor. We already watched one with Connor.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, Carter, Connor. It's very hard. I said
Carter.
You said Connor.
I would never.
Rude bitch.
I mean, all those whiteys look the same and sound this have the same names.
Yeah. At least it's not like Kendall being in Power Rangers Samurai.
So I'm like, it's not a Mia to Gia or Emma to Emily's moment.
Yeah. You're barking up the wrong tree. LOL. He is a tree.
Gotta love those tree puns. Gotta write in every single one.
You know what? He's doing the best he can, and I appreciate that.
I'm leaping.
Get it? You get it? Because he's a tree.
I'm leaping. Why? Why are you leaping? Why did you leaf?
He knows what the plot of the episode is. He's like, okay, I gotta leave because we gotta focus on the fabulous Glitz Girl stuff.
Well, we got our ass whooped. Kelsey is not the type of girl that would read that.
She's a lesbian?
She's kind of a little butch.
I mean, am I right? She's a lesbian. Maybe girls out there bathing suits?
Oh, that's rude.
What a cunt. I'm like, your friend's doing something that she, like, enjoyed. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, that could help her pay for medical school.
Literally.
She's just jealous.
Sometimes. That's how you know some of these are so unrealistic. It's like, if it was my friend, it's like, yeah, you kind of left us in lurch, but you were kind of doing something important, and you normally wouldn't do that.
Oh, it's okay that we're fucking around now, because we're doing it together. You can't fuck around by yourself.
Glitz Magazine.
Wow, that was quick. Literally shot those pictures today.
That's in Beast Morphers.
Everyone, it's like, let's go. I'm a queen. Yes, queen.
Like, everybody knows who she is, even though this is literally just God on the stands.
Maybe just... Oh my God, the poster in the background that says Dana Mania. Love it.
I mean, that is marketing right there.
Sending the car.
Kiss, kiss.
God. That's like the gayest episode of Power Rangers.
It is!
I've seen the tooth hurt 100 times. This is still a gay episode. How dare she just throw out her balloons?
How dare you? I'll fucking kill you, you fucking
yes!
Bitch. Yes! Girl, give us everything.
Give us all it.
Dana's corporate makeover.
Oh, God.
It's like, how many fucking issues of this magazine do you sell? Like, damn, you just put one out. Is this like a daily or a weekly?
I want to assume weekly. When I say no, I mean no. And be like, back the fuck up. Kelsey's like, fuck off, Kelsey.
Okay, like, Kelsey's being a bad friend here.
Oh my god!
Oh, how dare she?
Like, I'll fight anybody. Like, that is being a really terrible friend.
Defacing of the magazine cover? Fuck off!
How dare she enjoy something outside being a ranger?
Yeah, god.
Well, outside hanging out with her.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I'm not crawling.
Like, sometimes I feel like this show has a problem with girls who are really feminine.
Yeah. Kind of.
Because it's kind of a recurring theme where it's like really feminine girls are kind of get treated by shit by like the girls who aren't like so feminine.
I mean, SPD. Like, Sid gets shit on all the time.
I don't care how much it costs.
The fall fashion show.
Tucked in the hand, bitch.
What is what? It? Ooh. Ooh! Pop off. I mean, come on now. Yeah, she's not wrong. Mm-hmm. I specifically asked for a white limo. Oh, she is channeling her inner Debbie Jelinski, too.
Move it!
Move it!
It's a tree. Y'all can take care of
it. It's a tree. You can deal with it.
And she still has her phone. Like, Jesus Christ.
And her morpher.
She still has her morpher. She can just go when you need her.
Like, other seasons of other Ranger teams are able to have a life, except for this one.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, when PD gets a fucking day off once in a while.
Like, they have to wait for him to show up. It's like, you can't just...
What are they supposed to wait for that friggin' tree to leaf? What are they... Or branch out. That's better.
Oh, God. Oh, she got her white limo.
Now she specifically asked for a white limo. Oh, God. Half the budget of this episode went to the fucking outfits.
Oh, yeah. I wish that was pink, though, but still.
They spent a lot of money on that budget.
Now why is it green?
It's episode 36. Come on now. There's only 4 more episodes after this. You can go be a glitz girl after that. That's my headcanon. Dana becomes a nurse, and half of the time she's a glitz girl on the side.
Or Dana is a glitz girl to pay her way through medical school. She becomes a doctor.
I mean, she is a doctor the next season. I don't know how she became a doctor in a year, but here we are.
I mean, it's Power Rangers. I mean...
Tommy became a doctor, too. He has a doctorate.
He got that illegally. How the fuck did a tree do that? You're a tree.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
He's also a demon, I don't know. He's a demon tree. Half his commentary is us talking about tree puns and fabulous outfits and saying, yes!
Oh! Keep those nuts out of my face.
Talk about roasted nuts.
Chestnuts roasting over an open fire.
There you go.
I love how those shades of pink do not fucking match at all.
Yeah.
Like, that helmet is not anywhere near that. That is an orange pink.
Those are different pink shades, sister.
Like, I'm gonna need Hasbro to really not...
Use this episode as a reference.
Well, yeah. It's more like... Like, just in the future, when they have to make their own suits, like, please make sure they fucking match the helmets.
Right.
Like, I mean, look at Dino Charge Gold. That's, like, the worst thing about Dino Charge is the fact that fucking gold suit didn't even match his helmet.
I can forgive literally everything else in Dino Charge.
Even forgive the James Navarro shit.
Yeah!
Because, like, whatever, he's only in, like, 3 or 4 episodes anyway.
Even the time travel? And the just dinosaurs?
I'll forgive it.
I'll forgive
because
it.
Because it's more egregious that they fucked up gold.
I mean, I'm okay with it. It's a different dimension.
Look at the Sentai footage. Like, her helmet and her suit are the same color. Go back to the American footage. That is a neon pink-orange helmet. A porange, if you will.
I mean, I like the neon pink. Just doesn't match.
But they don't match. If, like, her suit was the same color, I'd be like, okay, work, sis. But they're not. And it throws me out.
Work, like, sis.
It takes me out of the show.
Of the illusion.
Of anything else that would take me out of the show, of the story. It's the colors of the suit for me. It's the color of the suit for me.
It's just not the vibe.
No vibes.
Bad vibe. Bad vibe.
Well, that tree lasted like 0.5 seconds.
Like, ooh. They were all like, oh my gosh, you gotta be ready for the tree. Like, it took 3 seconds to beat it.
Back to reading Grey's Anatomy, or whatever the fuck.
And here she could go back to being a glitz girl.
Yeah.
Darling. No, I don't want to be a glitz girl. There's only 4 episodes. There's only 4 episodes left.
But, like, what if, like, the next episode after this was, like, a sequel, and it's like, Dana goes back to being a glitz girl, and she starts doing crack?
Ugh.
Okay, what the fuck, Dana? Like, your brains get you into medical school, but your beauty will pay the fucking bill.
Fuck Treevil. Freaking Kelsey's the villain of this episode.
Yep.
Honestly. Hell no!
Oh. Oh.
It's like, if she can't wear fucking, like, workout leggings and the same, like, sports bra tank top.
I do love that retrain, though. That's great. Alrighty, so that was the end of In the Limelight from Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Does anyone have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
Gay cinematic history.
Could you tell why I chose this episode?
No, because you were a homosexual male.
Yes.
That loves old movies.
Yes. I love montages. I love fashion
and
montages.
And you love camp.
And I love camp.
Because it's like, it's not like the ones where it's like, ooh, there's like, eye dude candy. No, 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 no. This is specifically for the type of gay that Rey is.
Mm-hmm. Outfits. I mean, I do love that other stuff, but...
Like, yeah, but like, I mean, you get more joy out of this kind of stuff.
Well, yes, I love the camp.
He's like, please, sister, give me this.
Inject it into my veins.
It's his crack cocaine.
All right, I think it's time for somebody to sing me a certain song.
Happy
birthday. Happy special day. Happy birthday. That's what we're here to say. Happy birthday. Oh, you're just the truth. Happy birthday from all of us to you. I felt like a fucking, like, singing waiter at, like, Applebee's or some shit.
I mean, that was a hot mess, but I
mean, that's me and you, though. That's our brand.
Alrighty, so what did you think of the episode? Let us know by tweeting us at the Grid PR. Tune in next time, where we'll be starting our Christmas commentaries, where we will be commentating on Power Rangers Dino Supercharges Christmas Special. Here comes Hexmas, here comes Hexmas, right down Hexmas leg. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid, but until then, everybody say bye.
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 Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!